Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Mike Leach, Mississippi State head football coach, joins us. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing this radio show from home, and I'm scolding men for not washing their hands.
Well, I'm saddled up, and I'm biking around trying to get a little exercise, but not too close to anybody, and the breeze is blowing all the germs off me, so that part's good.
Now you're into biking. Is this a new thing for you?
No, not really. Here's the thing. So when they shut everything down, my house in Pullman sold really fast. And so then, and I hadn't bought one yet in Mississippi, so I only had one house, and that was a little bungalow in Key West. And so, no, I'm down here just biking around the island. I've never had a car in Key West. It's all been bike, you know. And then... So, try to get a ride each day, a little fresh air, but I'll tell you, this place is quiet. It's like a campground with buildings. They won't let anybody on the beach, which that's the one thing I wonder about, at least here specifically. Other places like, you know, where they get mobs of people, that'd be different. But here, you know, they wouldn't have too many people. It seems like salt water and breeze would probably be pretty good. But... it's all takeout, restaurants all takeout, hotels closed, grocery stores open. It's kind of a whole, it's a whole very quiet thing. And then police everywhere. So I guarantee you they're going out and about, just to make sure everything's safe, but they get to ride around their cars and stuff, and so I would imagine that's got a little more appeal than if it's just a regular work day nowadays.
When did this get on your radar? When did it start to concern you that this thing is scary and this thing is real?
The biggest thing is we don't know. I'm kind of a generally, I don't immediately believe something, but I don't immediately disbelieve something. It's like, you hear something that's pretty compelling or urgent, and then I'm kind of a, well, let's keep an eye on that, and we'll see how it unfolds. And then, of course, this thing's unfolded to be pretty deadly. And what I think is that the biggest thing is the unknown, that we're not sure what the dimension of it is. On one hand, does people develop antibodies and the thing kind of, becomes extinct, or does it mutate and get worse and, some hybrid thing. But, the unknown, I think, is what's trickiest about this, is there's an awful lot that they don't know about this. But there is this about it, to the extent you can trust what China's saying, which I don't think is very much. But it does appear that they're starting to get back on their feet. And so, which that suggests that, at some point we will as well, because that happened quite suddenly, hit suddenly and receded quite suddenly. And then the other thing, some of these things run their course and then it's just over,
How do you approach coaching your team and keeping your guys ready? Because, it may very well be that the college football season happens on time as it should. So how do you keep your guys ready when you can't really be around them?
Well, it's hard. I mean, that part's hard. And, it's athletic department-wise, we have, I guess you'd say meetings, they're basically conference calls, two or three times a week. And then we tour in contact with academics and then position coaches with their players. And so we're constantly checking in on them to make sure that they have the help and the support that they need. And, you know, you're kind of going on faith that they're exercising. There's not a lot that can really be taught. I mean, we can have these short meetings over the internet with them, which I don't think are particularly effective. But the biggest thing in our case is making sure they're staying on their academics so they don't lose any ground there. So they continue to move the needle towards their degree, not just because, one, that's what's best for people to graduate and get a degree, but two, selfishly, when we are able to practice and play, you don't want to have the distractions of people not being eligible and people not having taken care of business and not being in the position to go out there and compete. So, you know, it goes twofold. My guys have always had high graduation rates and good academics, and I would love to say that, you know, it's for all the right reasons, but a portion of them are because that's what's best for a team and eliminating distractions.
Are you, you're not used to being in Key West this time of year, and you're certainly not used to being there when it's like a, you know, it's Will Smith, I Am Legend, desolate. So, you know, how is it that, how hard is it for you to kind of find things to keep you occupied while you're itching to get the football stuff going?
You know, I could be in a cabin with just me and my wife on the side of a mountain, and it'd be a similar result. Let me see. So, I have a certain amount of, like we had an academic meeting, a football staff academic meeting, all the coaches, all the academic people for an hour, had an athletic department meeting for an hour. Don't have them every day. Then I've had a number of interviews. I'm on Dan Le Batard like every other day, you know, if they call or they catch me, and then they fire stuff at me. And then, so I do that, and it's kind of fun, and I think everybody's just sort of got a little nervous energy. What's the other guy up to? But so I get up. I try to have a plan for the day. I've gotten in better shape, not because of vigorous exercise, but because I have time to plan my meals. And, you know, because and I can sort out that I'm eating good stuff at the right time type of deal.
Yeah.
So that part good. Which over the years, you know, with football and stuff like that, just procrastinate stuff like that. So I try to read a chapter in the Bible about every other day, and then, you know, just kind of do my parts. And then I've got a couple of books that I read, so I nick away at those books. I end up, and I do think this is, there's some things about this that are a good reset. So I call members of family, and, you know, not at a concern, knock on wood, at least at this point, but just check in with them, see how they're doing. And not just me, but they have time to do it as well. And then try to do something physically active. And then whether it's documentaries or a good series, kind of have an agenda of that at night. Oh, and I try to discipline myself and only listen to 1 hour of news. I mean, because that thing goes on forever. Coaching is the same thing. And I think it's, you know, there's a difference between staying informed and having some dulling, numbing effect. And so I try to limit it to an hour, and we'll definitely reserve the right to use the fast forward anytime it's kind of a boring, unproductive interview.
Mike Leach with us, Mississippi State head football coach. All right, you mentioned documentaries. Have you watched Joe Exotic?
Oh, yeah. I watched that and ended up, I tweeted a thing on it. What's the name? And then Clay Travis calls. I'm actually on Clay Travis's podcast for an hour talking about Tiger King. How about that? And the funny thing about it, that is a sensory overload documentary there. And there's so much there, and that's not like one documentary. That could easily be 12 documentaries. There was so much material. We could have talked for another 3 hours on that thing. And because there's one unlikable character after the next, a few likable characters. But the thing is, no matter what, they're all interesting. It proves the point that truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, you couldn't make it up. And I look at the characters, too. And first of all, I didn't know that was even going on. Like, I didn't know that these cat sanctuaries were out there and that there were people like that running them.
Well, but here's the other thing. They talk about, well, in the wild, there's 4,000 tigers in the wild now. In the U.S., there's 7,000 to 10,000 in captivity. I haven't quite figured out why we don't fill up a barge with not even half. Let's say not even half. Say 3,000 tigers. Just stick them on the barge. Go over to the habitat. You know, drop some raw meat to get them started so they don't, you know, it's kind of a housewarming gift to their new home. And turn them loose, and now you have 7,000 out in the wild, you know.
You like your quarterbacks?
You know, we're in the beginning stages of kind of discovering things of that sort. You know, we'll need Springer camp to really get to the bottom of that. Because we got to be in a position to make it competitive, get the scheme taught, everybody in a good position to compete because they know what they're doing. And so we're looking forward to that.
Mike Leach on a bike ride in Key West, Florida, Mississippi State head football coach. Biggest difference already, I know you haven't coached a game there, but Pac-12 to SEC, how does it feel different for you being in charge of a program, or is it different?
I find it to be quite similar. You know, good people both places, both college towns, both excited about football, and, you know, of course, want their towns and kids and programs to do well. More similar than different.
Where are you on your bike ride, by the way? Don't crash the bike while you're on the phone with us.
I'm on, and this is actually the worst part for radio coverage, because I'm at the top of the island where it gets breezy, and we're about probably 250 yards from this thing sitting down and being better. So, yeah, usually I'll circle the island, kind of check out what's going on. Not many cars today. You know, it's kind of the bikers who walk, everybody just has kind of a free run to go.
Yeah, bicycling in general in Key West, because I know in Portland there's a ton of people who ride bikes in Oregon. They love the outdoors, but is the bike the preferred way to get around for you there, even when something like this isn't going on?
Well, yes, it is. That's all I have. I've never had a car down here. I got a guy that'll lend me a car, and I thought, yeah, I'll borrow it some. I only borrowed it once. Took it to Disney World years ago. But if you go to the grocery store, we go to the older Publix, which is 3 miles up. So you saddle up, lock your bikes, get all your gear, come out, and usually I'll still ride back. But you call a cab that's got a bike rack on it, and load all your stuff up, and get on, and then have them take the bike and drop it off at your front door. But I've always just had a bike down here. And as far as biking at Key West, Portland, it's a little more competitive as far as you know, you're on so many roads and fields, stuff like that. Key West, around the island, there's a walking bike path. And even though that can get somewhat busy, you're usually on that rather than in the heart of traffic, you know?
There's been a lot of discussion about the college football season. How much time as a coach do you need in the summer or fall to get ready for a season? And I know most coaches will say, I need it all. But how much do you need minimally to get your team ready to play a game?
I would say, and like you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of time, which is ideal, maybe too much time. I think the ideal thing would be 2 weeks of, strength and conditioning. And then you could do 2 weeks of camp and go play. Now, that would be bare bones.
Mike Leach with us on his bike ride, Key West, Florida. All right, you're 4:30 approximately Key West time. How much football is in the rest of your day? And I suspect you're more of a night owl than a morning person.
Yeah, I'm a night person. And plus, I'm on the East Coast, so that bumps it, further a little bit as far as later. But, just conversations in general, football, and then just the quiet kind of as you sit there and think about things, maybe draw something up or draw your attention to something you think's pretty good or something you ought to reinforce and emphasize. I mean, it doesn't go away, but it's not front and center like it would be if you're in the middle of spring.
Coach, I really appreciate you making time for us. We certainly, I think, miss you out here in this part of the country and eager to get this thing through and get back to work. Has it affected you directly, people you know, people in circles, the coronavirus?
You know, it really hasn't. It really hasn't that I'm aware of, just everybody on lockdown. And, it has like it's affected you and me, but I don't have anybody with any grave symptoms or feels like that. I mean, I'll tell you the other thing that's a little tricky about this is, it's flu season, and the reason they have flu season is so people can get the flu. And I think the paranoia is elevated a little bit from the standpoint that this is kind of the time of year that folks get sick, and then, and you're not sure whether it's corona or the flu, which obviously both are quite serious.
How much more bike ride do you have?
I'm probably 2/3 of the way done.
It's pretty good. That's a healthy, what is that, about a 30-minute ride for you?
I don't know. It depends how much I detour and check stuff out and explore, but which, of course, I reserve the right to do that. It's about 13 miles.
A lot of conspiracy theories with coronavirus, and I'm sure we'll hear more. Is there one that has crossed your radar? Have you wondered at all if this was man-made? Did it originate in China? And I'm like you. I don't really trust what I hear coming out of China.
Well, there's a bunch of theories on it. I mean, I'm sure I haven't heard all of them, and I'm sure that some are being, conspiracies being devised as we speak, some maliciously invented, others just somebody reading the tea leaves and jumping to conclusions. What is there? There's the one that China was trying to develop some kind of a agent of biological warfare in a laboratory in Wuhan. There's the one that it came from bats. You know, bats aren't very clean little critters, either that or they're just small enough on the food chain that everybody blames them when there's a disease, but who knows? This wouldn't be the first one that the bats have been accused of. There's the, what else is there? There's the whole thing was just invented, to kind of control people. There's the that the Democrats drove this to drive the country in a recession in hopes that they can unseat Trump since impeachment didn't work. There's a lot of political driven, on both sides. The purging and cleansing of swamp creatures and dubious Hollywood characters. There's some kind of a military deal. There's the religious ones where foreshadowing the second coming of Christ. There's, I think the list goes on. Actually, I hadn't thought about it much, but as you got me into it, I could probably go on a while on conspiracy theories that I've heard.
Coach, I wish you the best. Be safe. Are you wearing a helmet? You got a helmet on, or you go helmetless?
No, I don't. this isn't terribly fast bike riding. This isn't like road bike. It's more beach cruiser. And then, there's the whole outer space theme on this too. Idle time and one excuse as good as the next. I mean, imaginations are running wild right now. Some of it may be based in reality, too. I mean, like I say, wait and see. We'll see what unfolds, you know.
Coach, I appreciate you. Be safe.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, there he is, Mississippi State head football coach Mike Leach. How bad was his phone? Judah, did it distract you? He was on a bike ride.
You know, it's the holistic, total Mike Leach experience is what it is. So you bear with it, and you just go with the flow with that guy. It still worked out.
Adriana, did his phone bother you, or do you accept that as this is part of the Mike Leach thing?
It wouldn't be a Mike Leach interview if it wasn't on a bad connected phone line.
He's walking. At least there was nobody saying hi to him.
Yeah.
As he's walking around. All right, leave it right here. Punch It Audio, the best sound from all
of us. We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.